Hey yo. Good morning. How did you sleep? No, I actually slept really good. I know my eyes are all red and puffy. Yeah, I've been crying. But only a little bit. No, I'm okay. Promise. I'm actually very, very good. I had a really nice dream. What was it about? Well, wouldn't you like to know? Oh, that's right. You would like to know. Well, in my dream, I was sitting at the kitchen table, just looking out the window, munching on some ripe strawberries. Shh, don't interrupt. I'm not at the good part yet. And I saw you in the backyard, and you were swinging a little girl in your arms, spinning around with the biggest grin on your cheeks. Your shirt was riding up your torso above your belly button, your hair swishing all around, and so was hers. And I could hear both of you laughing. She had that bright, squealing laugh that all children have when they're playing with their daddy. No, I'm not done yet. No, don't interrupt. And I could tell in the dream I had the biggest smile in the world. And I just wanted to cry watching the two of you and stay in that moment forever. That was amazing, baby. But then behind me I heard some skipping and I turned around. And a little toddler climbed up in the chair next to me. And she tugged on my blouse and looked up at me with her blue eyes. And said, "Mummy, how much longer?" And then I said, "How much longer till what, baby?" And then she pointed at my stomach and said, "Till the baby." And I looked down and I was huge. I had this big round pregnant belly protruding out. And then she kicked and I felt the kicking. I could feel it, I swear to God, I could feel it inside me. And then I woke up and I already had tears down my face. It was so sweet. And I could still feel the kick, kind of, like an echo, but for like baby dream kicks. So I've been up for 45 minutes, sniffling and watching you sleep. Actually, it's been the best morning I've had in a long, long time. I love you. It made me so happy. And I really want to have your baby. I want you to put your life inside of me. Our life. A little bit of me and a little bit of you. And all of our beautiful and spectacular flaws into one perfect human being. I had to wrap my arms and legs around you so that none of our time and energy go to waste. Yeah. I want to buy 100 pregnancy tests so I know for sure that it's really happening. And I want to ambush you with them when you come home from work. A whole lot of plus signs, that means my dream is finally coming true. I want you to hold my hair back when I get sick in the mornings and rub my back till it's all over. I want you to hold my hand when the doctor puts jelly on me and when I hear our daughter's heartbeat for the first time. And I want to make you read all the books with me. Every single one of them. Yeah. I want to watch you paint the walls of the spare bedroom. Powder pink. Paint roller in one hand, a beer in the other. And just watch the cat roll around in the newspaper on the floor. Yeah. I want to laugh and listen to you swearing as you assemble her crib on a Saturday afternoon. I want you to bring a cold bottle of water as you build a swing set in the backyard. I want to kiss your cheek, smell your sexy man stink as you toil all day in the hot sun for our child. I want my belly to get bigger and bigger and feel your broad fingers pushing against it. I want you to wrap your arms around me when my hormones make me weep for no reason. Feel your warm breath against my cheek as you tell me that everything's going to be all right. I want to see you coming through the door, carrying my weird food cravings like mint ice cream and Greek sauce, yogurt sauce, or hot wings and licorice, or peanut butter and chocolate. I know that's not a weird combination, but I think I'll need a lot of peanut butter and chocolate. I want you sitting beside me when we tell our parents that they're going to be grandparents. I want to giggle and grab your hand and put it against my belly when she's kicking, so you can feel it too. So that you know our baby is healthy and strong and excited to join us out here in the big world. I want us to make a big long list of baby names so we choose the perfect one for our little angel. I want you holding my hand the entire time I'm in the hospital. I just hope I don't crush it in my labour rage. I'm pretty sure that's happened during deliveries before. I want you to cut the cord and count her fingers and toes for me, because I'll be too exhausted to do anything except hold her. I can't wait to hold our daughter. I want her in my arms so bad right now. I can't wait to see how beautiful they are the moment they burst out into the world. I can't wait for the nurse to feed and swaddle her and diaper her. I want to wake up in the middle of the night to take care of her and make sure they want for nothing. Provide her unconditional love. I want to buy her cute clothes and toys and watch the years fly by and see what kind of person she becomes. I hope it's a lot like you. The best parts of you and the best parts of me. I hope she has your eyes so that they remind me of you every time I look at them. And I want to give them siblings to play with so they're never ever lonely. Baby, I love you so much. I can't wait to be a mummy. And I know you're going to be an amazing father. You're perfect for the job. You've kind of been practicing. I know you're going to take good care of her and good care of me. And I know you'll always do what's best for our family. And all that, that's all that matters to me. I love you too. So much. My heart and belly and body are yours completely. You're so fucking amazing. I can't believe I get to love you every single day. And I want that love to grow even more. Just like my tummy is going to grow for the 9 months. Just like our family is going to grow. Oh, you're right. I'm definitely baby crazy. But there's only one way to change that. You're just gonna have to give me your baby. And you know what that means, don't you? Plenty of practice. I thought you'd like that one. Yeah, I thought you'd like that. Plenty of sex. Plenty of love making. So what do you say, babe? Are you ready to go start making a baby? I love you too. Let's go start. Yeah.